the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, with another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited to have you here today. My name's Trish.
And I'm Kylie. And today we are not sugarcoating a damn thing.
That was weird, huh?
That was weird. We're going to talk about your mentality when you are thinking about your daily calls. We are going to give you an entirely new lens through which you can achieve success when making your sales calls.
Yeah. So if you just happen to stumble upon this podcast and you don't know us, we are realtors.
So we make a lot of phone calls. And so we've had a lot of practice and we know what works and we know what doesn't work. So let's just jump right in, because you hit me with this quote the other day. It says, in the end, someone or something always gives up. Either you give up and quit, or the obstacle gives up and makes way for your success. I love that so much.
Do you love it?
I do love it. Do we want to get tattoos? Do we love it that much?
I believe I have vetoed tattoos on so many occasions, but I love that you keep showing up and trying to re-ask in a different way and fashion, because that's what it's all about, right? We pick up the phone, especially on the tough days. It's not just about making contact or ticking off a to-do list or writing it down on our KPI tracker. It's about choosing to be the one that doesn't give up. And if you have a competitive mindset like me, we're winning.
Yeah, if you don't have a competitive mindset like me, we're still winning, okay? It's good. It's good. You got both of us here to support you. So every call is just, it's just a number dialed. It's a decision. It's a moment. It's not against the person on the other end, but it's really against your own internal noise. There's a lot of fear surrounding making phone calls. There's a lot of self-doubt. There's a little voice that says, nobody wants to hear from you. You're annoying. They must be eating supper. Don't call right now. You just called them yesterday. And let's be honest, some days we just don't feel up to it. We just don't want to.
You know what happens if you only do things on the day you want to?
When
you
nothing gets done.
You're trash.
Don't be trash.
You're trash. You're trash. Stop being trash.
Okay, so we are not going to be trash. We are going to talk about getting you into the right mind frame of being successful in everything that you do when you are making sales calls. So here is your action step. Are you ready?
Write this down.
You want to tell yourself that you are a bridge builder, and every call you make lays down another plank in the bridge. Because here's the thing. We have talked extensively about what your intentions are is what your brain goes to work at. So if your intentions are, I'm afraid this is going to be awful. No one wants to hear from me. Guess what? You're not going to make the phone calls, or you're going to make so few phone calls, and we know phone calls is a numbers game, that you're not going to get the conversion that you're looking for, which will further reinforce that your phone calls suck.
Yeah, you know, this is one thing I've noticed. So over time, like I start talking to myself out loud. I do it all the time.
Same.
I do it all the time. Even when I'm with my clients, I think that an old version of myself used to think that this would be conceited, being like, oh, well, I'm the best. I say it all the time. And when I'm in a buyer's education session, I'm like, you're so lucky. You got the best one there is to be doing this job. Because here's the thing. Like, I am telling my brain over and over and over again that I am the best realtor in the world. So that, like, when I pick up a script, even if I've never seen it before, like I was telling Andy this the other day, I'm like, I used to have this, like, super lack of confidence that, like, I couldn't do phone. I don't know where that came from in my mind. I was just like, oh, TJ and Andy are really good at doing phones. I'm probably just not good at it. And that was trash. I was scripting with Sophie the other day, and I picked up a script I'd never seen before in my life. And I was like, okay, bear with me. I've never seen this script before in my life. And I'm like, do-do-do, 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 do-do-do. And I sounded like a pro. And, like, it's not to toot my own horn or anything, but it's because I've said out loud so many times that I'm great at this job. So anything that I go to try at this job, I'm great because I already told myself that I'm great, right? So, like, you have to, like, number one, stop calling that cold calling. Like, nobody is picking up the yellow pages and just calling random strangers. Like,
do they even
you got
have
this
those anymore?
Probably not. But if you are in real estate, anybody you are calling either probably did a realtor.com lead or asked you about something on Facebook or came from a Google Click ad or a HUD.com lead. Like, all of these are warm calls. There are people that at some point in time raised their hand and said, I want to buy a house or sell a house, right? And here's the other thing. So, like, Andy used to have a job where he was in a call center, and I think they were, like, I'm going to get this really wrong, but I want to say they were, like, getting donations for, like, firefighters' balls. It wasn't that, but it was something that, like, isn't relative to every human on the planet, right? It's, like,
okay,
it's a super hard thing to just be in a call center and, like, make this call and read off this little cue card, and it's not applicable to every human in the world. Every human in the world needs a house. Like, you got to live somewhere. You're living in a van down by the river. So, again, like, if you're a realtor, like, what we're talking about is applicable to insurance people and lots of people. But also nearly all humans need insurance, too. So if your call is in a field where nearly every human needs it, it's not a cold call. Because if it's not now, it's when. Somebody's going to need to buy a house or sell a house or live in a house. And eventually, you, again, just need to build that bridge and show them how you're going to be the person that gets them into that goal.
Absolutely. And if someone hangs up on you or cusses your life out, just remember that it wasn't you.
Yeah.
It was probably, you know, them having a bad day or Mercury in retrograde. You know, maybe their dog just crapped on the carpet. Like, things happen.
Yeah.
Because you've been on the other end of that, too. And I try to put myself in that mental space of, you know, the beauty is when we are making these calls, the absolute worst thing that happens is we catch someone on a bad day. And if they are cussing your life out, you just hang up.
I've told people to hang up before. I've literally hung up the phone on agents that are training before. And it's fine. You just call them back and you're like, oh, did we get disconnected? I had a client hang up on me. I literally called him back and I'm like, oh, hey, we must have got disconnected. He didn't realize he answered the phone. And I heard him in the background like, I don't even know what to say to her right now. I hung up and I called again for the third time. I'm like, oh, hey, we totally got disconnected. And he's like, yeah. And I'm just like, I know you hung up on me three times because he wasn't happy with the news that I was delivering. But here's the thing. I had to deliver that news. So I'm going to keep calling and I'm going to be just sugar and rainbows and unicorns and sunshine, because you really probably aren't, like, unless you're an awful human, you're not going to be a jerk to somebody who's sugar, rainbows, unicorns and sunshine.
Right. It's hard. It's hard. And like Trisha just said, you want to keep your heart light, your purpose strong. You're not cold calling, you're connecting. And so we've talked about, you know, the difference in perspective between I'm dialing to dial or I'm going to have conversations. That's a great mental shift that I have implemented in my business. And it has allowed me to be a lot less emotional and a lot less stressed out when I'm making my phone calls. And again, I'm calling people that are in my database. I'm calling people that at, like Trisha said, some point in time either had their house up for sale and it expired, or they asked about a home that was on the market, or I moved them into a rental last year, one of my partners did, and we're trying to see if they're ready to buy a home. So it's all about having that conversation. And the one thing I tell all new agents, salespeople, I used to get really uncomfortable thinking about myself as a salesperson. I was uncomfortable thinking about myself when I was selling Filter Queen vacuums, when I was selling cell phones, when I was selling Beachbody, when I was selling essential oils. And I started looking at myself as a problem solver. And this isn't in the outline, but I want to share this with you guys, because if you can get over this mental hurdle, it is going to allow your business to grow exponentially. You are a problem solver. You are an expert in solving a very unique problem, okay? So for us, we are experts at solving people's real estate problems. And I don't mean like, oh, you know, my neighbors on my lawn real estate problems. I mean, I need a place to live. I've outgrown my home. I need to downsize because this house is too big for me. I just got a job transfer. You are an expert at whatever problem it is you're solving. And so if you go into your follow-ups, your phone calls, your sales calls, your whatever, with the mindset of, I'm going to help someone. I'm going to solve a problem today. And like Trisha just said, I'm the best at solving this problem. I'm going to be the best at solving this problem for someone today. And when you put that out, again, your brain starts to go to work to make that happen. And you start connecting with people and genuinely being interested in having conversations with them. I think that's the other tip I want to throw in real quick is go at it as with the intention of I'm going to have these conversations. I'm going to have a conversation with these people. I'm going to dial 100 numbers. I'm going to have a conversation with 50 people.
Yeah, I love that. And it takes us into like we're going to talk about next is like materials, right? Like do you need a perfect script? Like people would be like, oh, well, what's the best script?
There are so many damn scripts out
there. The one you use. That way you just make sure you hit the points, right? So what you need is we broke it down to three things. Clarity, you know what they want. Confidence, we're confident we can provide it. And consistency, we call every day. We prospect every day. In 411 yesterday, we were going over our non-negotiables on the wall. And what are our non-negotiables on the wall, you may ask? Do you know them, Kylie?
Not by heart.
We train every day. We train every day. We train our bodies. We train our minds. We train on our scripts. We train on our jobs. We make ourselves a better person in some way, shape, or form, whether it be a podcast, a book, a training video, scripting, role-playing, whatever it is.
We also prospect every day.
We prospect every day. That's number – and they all say number one because one is not more important than the other. So number one, we train every day. We prospect every day. We follow up every day because the money is in the follow-up. And we look and write our goals every day. You got to know what you want to get to.
I love that. And it is totally true. So when you are calling these people, you're not calling to convince them of anything.
No.
They already have the problem.
Yeah.
You're here to understand it better than they can even describe it and help them. A lot of people, though, like we say, you don't know what you don't know. So for example, just to throw an example out there, I talk to a lot of buyers and I talk to a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm not ready. And I always ask, I'm like, okay, well, what is it that's going on that has you feeling like you're not ready? And they're like, oh, well, you know, usually it's I don't have money saved up for a down payment. I don't have the credit to get a mortgage. That's all I hear. And so I have the very special honor of telling these people, well, the first step is we need a jumping off point. And so I'm going to have you talk to my financial expert partner. And then I hand them off to our financial expert and we keep in contact and just make sure that they have a jumping off point. So you want to know where they're at. We know what they want. They want to buy a house. They want to sell a house. They want to lease a house, right? But you need to come in. So whether you're selling real estate or earthworms, you need to come in and you are providing the roadmap to success for them.
Yes.
And that is really how Elite Realty trains our agents to stand out in the crowd because you can throw a rock and hit a realtor. There are what, 50,000 in the Metro Detroit area?
Yeah.
50,000 real estate licenses in the Metro D. And so the competition is steep.
I'm top 300 in Wayne County in case you're
wondering. But the trick is making yourself stand out. And one of the biggest ways you can make yourself stand out is by having a genuine conversation with them, understanding where they're at, what their mental blocks are, and helping them solve those mental blocks.
Yeah, I love that. And I don't know if it's in this podcast, but one thing I learned from, oh, great book. Anybody that is in sales, I want you to get Ninja Selling. It's a white book. It says Ninja Selling on the front of it. I believe
it's got a butterfly.
I believe it's like Larry Kendall, but just put in Ninja Selling. Okay, I just finished this book.
You finished it?
Yes.
Okay.
So much fire. So many resources, so many actionable steps. I consume like 50 to 60 books every single year. And this book, I have to say, had more actionable steps than probably any book I ever read. I actually read it halfway and stopped because I'm like, it's given me so many things I could implement in my business that I'll never implement all of these. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to start implementing them. And now it's probably a full year later, maybe even a year and a half. I then picked it back up and I'm like, we are book clubbing about this because there's so many actionable steps. And one thing they talk about in that book is time of possession. And what does that mean? We want to listen more than we talk, which now that I see that is under curiosity. So when you're talking and what you're reminding me of, because we do buyer education sessions and then we do listing consults for our sellers. So we want to first, all of our stuff is started by listening. So when we do a buyer's education session, we ask a whole bunch of questions. You know, do you own a home right now? What is that home like? Where are you thinking you want to be? Why are you thinking you want to be there? When are you thinking you want to be there, right? With a listing appointment, first thing I say is, who's giving me the tour? Tell me about the house, right? You want the other person to talk more than you. And a lot of people get this wrong. They get on the phone and they want to go, no, honey. No.
No,
we want to listen. So let's go through the blueprint of every call really quick, Kylie, since I just jumped right in there.
No, that's perfect. So the blueprint for every call starts with intention. You want to ask yourself, what gap am I helping this person to cross today? Is it fear? Is it uncertainty? Is it decision fatigue? Just like I said, is it we have point A, we have point B, we're building a bridge in between. Maybe fear. They're fearful that they're going to sell their house and they're not going to be able to have one to buy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're uncertain about what their budget is. So your job is to walk them across to clarity and confidence.
Yeah, for sure. And then I already did curiosity.
You did. You blew right past
ask
that
more
one.
Than you pitch. Listen louder than you talk.
Questions. You're asking all the questions. And then you drop value. So like Trisha just said, buyer consult strategy session with sellers, listing appointments. We are going through all of these. We are asking ourselves, what problem are we solving? And then we are asking all of these questions from our clients. And then we are saying, okay, great. Now it's my time to talk. And we are dropping all of the value. We are going through, in buyer consults, we are walking from A to Z through every step of the purchase process. We are talking about what happens at the beginning, what happens during showings, what happens after showings. We're going over all of the elements of our offer. We're talking about what happens after our offer is accepted. We are giving them a 30,000 foot view of everything that happens, because not only does it give us an opportunity to showcase our expertise and that we know what the hell we're talking about, but also it gives them clarity and security on everything that's going to happen, which makes the entire process that much less stressful.
Yeah. Another thing the Ninja Selling book said was like, people only don't say yes if they're confused. Like, he gives an example of him and his wife were at one of those Marriott timeshare resort things. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, if you want free golf, we'll give you free golf. And she's like, well, what's the catch? And they're like, oh, you got to go to this 30-minute Marriott resort pitch. And she's like, oh, that's fine. Like, we're here because we own a resort. So like, they go to the pitch and the lady's like, oh, let me tell you about Marriott resorts. And she's like, oh, we already know about them. And she like just ignored them and just starts going into her whole pitch. And like by the end, his wife was like, the worst part of my day was sitting there like, I would have rather just paid for golf. Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay, interesting. He goes, I want to do a little role play with you. And she's like, okay. And he's like, okay, I'm going to act like I'm the person. And it's like, oh, what are you doing here today? And she's like, oh, you know, we're here because we want to golf. And it's like, oh, well, what makes you come here at this time of year? And she's like, oh, well, in Colorado, it's snowy. We don't want to be in the snow. We want to be somewhere warmer. And he's like, okay, so it's November. Are there any other months that are really snowy? And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, in February, it's really snowy, too. And they're like, oh, okay. Would you like to be somewhere that's nicer during that time? And she's like, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, you know, would that be a family trip or an individual trip? And she's like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of hard to get family together. I guess I would really like it as an individual trip. And they're like, okay, well, let me ask you, if you could wave your magic wand and you could spend February in Hawaii with your significant other for 5 days, would that be something you want to do? And she's like, yeah. And like, okay, well, would you picture yourself in like a one-bedroom Marriott suite or a two? Oh, we just need a one-bedroom. Okay, and how many days do you think you would want to stay? Oh, like 7 is perfect. Okay, so if you could wave your magic wand right now and you could have this one-bedroom in Hawaii for these days, how would that feel to you? And she's like, oh, it'd make me feel amazing. It's great, blah, 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 blah. And she looks at her husband. She's like, we need to go to get the timeshare in Hawaii. And he's like, no, that's not what I meant to do, right? But he let her talk. He let her envision it. He let her feel it. He asked the right questions so that she could get to where she wanted to go instead of just going, hey, this is why you want to buy this timeshare. Blah, 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 right? Like, mm-hmm. And that's a helpful tool, too, that I use very often. Like, if you could wave your magic wand and be in your new home at any point in time, when would that be? Well, it would be tomorrow. Okay, interesting. So what has you thinking that you couldn't be there tomorrow? Oh, my credit's not really good. Interesting. Okay, when's the last time you looked at your credit? Oh, I pulled it the other day. It's a 675. Oh, okay. Because, again, people don't know what they don't know. They just
675 is a great
credit. Right. They just seen some commercial that says you got to have an 850, right? So let's give them some tools and tactics for better daily calls. We got 3 tools and tactics that are going to help them to be able to be amazing rock stars.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk about your CRM Power Hour. So a CRM is a client relations manager. Whether you have a software or you have a spreadsheet, you want to have 1 hour, just one, but during that hour, your only job is connecting. No fluff, no inbox rabbit holes, no recognizing your Google Drive because you'll feel more. No, no music, no nothing. You're calling. You're connecting. You're calling with the intention of connecting. And so often, especially like in real estate, and I feel like in any sales position, you call, you're vibing with Steve on the other line. Steve is liking it. Steve wants you. Steve is all in. He's looking for, you know, a new house in, you know, South Lyon with 4 bedrooms, and he's blah, 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 and whatever. So once you finish that call, your first instinct is, oh, I got to set Steve up on a search. I'm going to send him. No, you're going to make a note. Send Steve listings, 3 beds, 2 baths, South Lyon, under 400,000. And you're going to set his expectation. Hey, Steve, great. I got a couple more phone calls. I'm going to get that to you before 5 p.m. tonight. You know, I'll check in with you tomorrow, whatever. So this is just for connecting. You're not doing admin work. You're not setting up lists. You're not sending emails. You're not answering text messages. You're not looking at Facebook. Nothing. You're connecting.
Love that. One tab is open on your computer. That's your CRM.
Yep.
That is it.
That's it. If you can't make notes in your CRM, have a notebook where you write down a to-do list of all, and then give yourself an hour to do that stuff. So now you've just only worked for 2 hours in your business, but because it's been focused and intentional, it's going to be a lot more productive and a lot more effective.
Yeah, and shout out to Follow Up Boss. We use Follow Up Boss for our CRM. Uh-huh. And they record our calls. They put them into transcripts for us so we don't forget anything. All of our notes go in there. Our calls go in there. We can shoot text messages out from there. We can set up our appointments in there, and it text messages our clients. If you are looking for a great CRM, Follow Up Boss is it. That sounded like a commercial, but it wasn't.
Ah, let's send this to them. So let's do this. Let's talk about like voice memos and voicemail, because here's the thing. When I think about it, when I call you, do I ever leave you a voicemail?
No.
What do?
You voice memo me and say, hey, I just called, but you're really busy, I'm sure.
I send a voice clip. Send a voice clip. And so this is something that you can use. I don't ever check my voicemail. Like the only people who leaves me voicemails are like doctor's offices and my mom. My mom will be like, did you listen to my voicemail? Or I'll call her and be like, what do you want? Well, didn't you listen to my voicemail? No, because it's not 1997, ma. Send me a text message or shoot me a voice clip. And we got into an argument because she's like, well, a voice clip is the exact same thing as a voicemail.
It's not.
I'm like, it's not. I don't know why you think that. It's not. And she's like, Kylie, I'm sending you a voice message. What's the difference if it's in your voicemail box or your text box? I'm like, I don't know. It's different. It's different.
Also, the way I think about it is like they have those services where bots will just pop voicemails in your voicemail. So I always assume it's not a human. And so I'm not going to call you back because I have no feeling with if it's a bot. Right. So when I get those stupid auto recorded come to blah, blah, blah retreat with blah, 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 you dude, I just delete those because it's not an actual human that wants to help me. If a human wants to help me, they'll send me a voice memo. And I'm like, whoa. John took the time to send me a voice memo. Let me give him a holler back. This is great.
Absolutely. And it's something that you can record once for all. So, hey, this is Kylie with Elite Realty. I was just reaching out. I tried to give you a ring and you didn't answer. So I just wanted to let you know I'm here. I got your property inquiry. I've got all the info. Call me. I'll be available until 8 p.m. tonight.
Perfect.
And you can use that on every single one. So the next one is Market Connector Stats.
You've been doing this lately, and I love it on your social media.
I have
been. I love it. Yes. You've been doing the graphs. Like, here's what it says for Oakland County.
I do be
loving
some
graphs. Here's what's going on for sellers. Here's what's going on for buyers. Like, because it cuts through that, like, all the myths out there. Like, I had a client the other day that messaged me, and he's like, if I would have bought this house during COVID, it cost $170 and now it's $280. I'm not going to do this and anything until the market crashes. And I'm like, well, the market isn't crashing. The math doesn't math. So let's not make the same mistake twice and wait for another year to 2 years. And then that same house is going to be $350 or $450.
Yeah. And that I did see that on, I thought I sent it to you, but I guess I didn't. I did see that on Facebook. This lady had like two windows on her video, and one was a lady who bought this year and one who is a lady who waited like 3 years. So she paid $300 and she paid $360 and she had a 7% and this lady had a 5.5% and this lady's payment was lower than this lady's because she waited.
Yeah. So just remember, you're not pressuring them. You are protecting them with good info. We gave you a lot today. Make sure you go back and you re-listen. If you are feeling stuck, you don't know what to say, people aren't responding, go back to our tools, CRM Power Hour, voice memos, market stats. Make sure you have structure, warmth, credibility, and build a bridge that lasts. Show up consistently, speak like a human, and deliver value.
Speak like a human.
Yeah, not a bot.
Speak like a human.
Not a bot.
Hello. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Elite Life. Wherever you're listening, please hit that sub button because you know you love us. And come back next week because we drop fresh content every Thursday here on The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.